Hello, this is David G, and welcome to today's meditation. It's day 12. It's day 12 of our 40 days of transformation, and I'm at the beach in the sweet spot of the universe. So let's find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. Settle in. Together, let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Allow your eyelids to float closed. And let's take another long, slow, deep breath in. And gently release it. You can hear the ocean rolling in and out. The sky is blue, white puffy clouds. And the sea is so many different colors of blue, turquoise, azure, lapis lazuli, deep blue, light blue, deep green, emerald green, cerulean blue, and then that frothy wave separating itself. The perfect metaphor for spirituality. That's why I love the beach so much. We look out at that ocean, that oneness. We don't see it as trillions of particles of water. We see it as oneness, union. And then every once in a while, a wave just pops up, individuates itself from the rest of the ocean, sort of separates itself. It rolls for a little bit, sometimes for hundreds of feet, sometimes for just a few feet, sometimes for hundreds of miles. And then it collapses back into that oneness, merges with the oneness. The individuated self collapsing back into the oneness of all existence. We can see that little wave as our soul and the ocean as spirit. Soul's our own individual expression of that spirit, just like the wave is its own individual expression of the vast ocean, the sea. My feet are in the sand right here. Wiggle your toes and feel them in the sand, and let's get comfortable. Let's close our eyes. Let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. Let's ever so gently release it. Let's do that one more time. Long, slow, deep breath in. And ever so gently, release. Let it go. And now, with your eyes closed, allow yourself to simply effortlessly witness your breath. Hear the birds around us. There's a boat in the ocean right now. Pelicans flying along the sky, surfing those waves. And the clouds rising off the ocean, absorbing its mists, getting larger, puffier, more filled with humidity. And the ocean just lapping at our toes. The sun simply warming us. With the rise and fall of the ocean consistently moving us along. Let's allow our breath to fill us and then empty us, just as the ocean breathes in and breathes out. Hear the geckos cawing, singing. And feel the ocean calling us, inviting us. Imploring us to merge with it. Connect to this vibration. The various shades of the ocean changing with each rise and fall of a swell. The wind blowing those peaked curves just as they're about to crest, blowing them back in the other direction. The palm trees. The birds darting along the newly wet sand. And little sand crabs scurrying about with each blanketing. We connect to the present moment when we find ourselves in nature, and it doesn't have to be the ocean. But that's where we are right now. You can simply be in your garden, walking along a tree-lined street, hiking in the woods, exploring a forest. Climbing, trekking. Breathing, merging. Now let's take it a little deeper. Even though we're feeling that ocean move into us and out of us, let's use the mantra Sat Chit Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat is truth, chit is knowingness, ananda is bliss. Sat, chit, ananda. I'll watch the time. And since I don't have a chime out here, I'll instead use my voice at the 5, 10, and 15 minute mark. When you hear my voice at the 15 minute mark, sit gently with your eyes closed. Allow the stillness and silence to settle in. And at the end of this meditation, we'll explore our metta moment. So let's begin. Ananda. Sit gently with your eyes closed and let the stillness and silence settle in. Allow yourself to rock with the waves. And now take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Let's do that one more time. Long, slow, deep breath in. And gently release. And now let's seal this oneness. Let's seal this union. Let's seal day 12. By chanting the hymn of the universe, Om. Just one time. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And when it feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. Feel the rhythm of the waves. And now it's time for our metta moment. It's time for our metta moment. And on day 12, as we've rocked in nature, finding another way to connect to our most divine self, to the oneness of life, to the essence that rests within. As we move throughout the day, let's pay attention to the vibration in whatever space we occupy. When you get in your car, if you're alone there, if you're commuting, in your house, what's the energy your pets, your dogs, your cats are creating? If you go to a restaurant, if you find yourself in a Starbucks waiting for your drink, wherever you go, whatever you do, connect to your vibration. And ultimately feel that vibration of the room and then walk it back right into your heart and feel that vibration. And when you've touched the center of your heart, then ripple it back out into that space. And remember the power of your ripple. Whether it's one giant wave or whether it's the tranquil vibration rippling out from a pebble in a still pond. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. On day 12 of your 40 days of transformation, sending you love, rooting for you, and I'll see you in the gap. Namaste. And I'll see you tomorrow on day 13.